The God who turns graves into gardens. Scripture. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32 verse 27. Message. There are moments in life when everything seems buried, dreams, hopes, opportunities, even your strength to keep going. You may look around and all you see is a valley of dry bones, silence, and impossibilities. But I bring you good news, the grave is not the end. With our God, the grave is the birthplace of glory. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. His body stank, hope was gone, and the mourners had already accepted defeat. Yet one voice shattered the silence, "Lazarus, come forth." At that moment, death itself trembled and let go. When Jesus speaks, even the grave becomes a doorway to new life. Child of God, do not bury what God has only put on pause. Do not write "finished" over what heaven has stamped with "still in progress." The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. That Spirit does not bow to fear, does not retreat from battle, does not shrink before giants. That Spirit creates gardens from graves. Your failures. They are fertilizer for your future. Your disappointments. They are the stage for God's appointment. Your battles. They are proof that you are carrying a victory worth fighting for. The enemy wants you to believe you are trapped, buried, and forgotten. But listen, you are not buried, you are planted. And when God breathes on you, you will rise stronger, taller, and more fruitful than before. Lift your head. Shake off the ashes. Declare with holy fire. My God is the God of the impossible. My grave is turning into a garden. My story is not ending in defeat, it is rising in victory. Prayer. Lord Almighty, breathe your life into every dead place in me. Turn my grave into a garden, my defeat into testimony, and my silence into a song of praise. I refuse to accept defeat when you have destined me for victory. I rise today in the power of the risen Christ. Amen.